Okay, sometimes you have a pasuk in Chumash that sounds like it's saying one thing, but the way Chazal understand it, it's giving an entirely different message. The pasuk says, "Banim atem la'Hashem elokeichem." We are sons, children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it tells us that, therefore, lo siskodudu v'lo sasimu karcha b'neinechem l'meis. That if, rachmanu litzlan, somebody dies, the modes of mourning that we practice should be tame. They should be under control. We shouldn't start cutting ourselves. We shouldn't do things that are harmful to ourselves as a sign of mourning for someone who has passed away. It's obviously nowadays, if someone starts cutting themselves, something like that, it's a sign of a mental health issue that needs that's a very serious issue and needs attention. But anyway, it's an issur in the Torah. It's an issur in the Torah to use those forms of mourning. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. That's the pasuk pshat in the pasuk. But Chazal learned something entirely different from this pasuk. The Gemara in Yevamah stuff, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Amar Le Rish Lakish Le Rabbi Yochanan, Ikri Kan Lo Siskodidu Lo Sasu Agudos Agudos. That what it really is telling us is that Klal Yisrael shouldn't divide up into different camps, that we shouldn't break up into different groups of people. Now, generally speaking, one of Rav Nevenzahl's big yisodos throughout all of his Sfarim and Chumash is that, generally speaking, when there's a drasha made from a pasuk, there's some connection between the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh on that Torah Shebichsav. There's some reason that this limud of Lo Sasu Agudos Agudos has to come from this pasuk of Lo Siskodidu. But the connection is very difficult to understand over here. What is keeping peace between different segments of Klal Yisrael, or perhaps not even having different segments of Klal Yisrael, what does that have to do with cutting yourself on the at the death of someone that you loved? Equally stark is the Rambam's juxtaposition of the two halachas. You'd expect in the Rambam writing a sefer halacha that these are two different halachas that belong, you know, mikatzel katz at different ends of the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam in Uchsav Odzara Perik Yud Beis Halacha Yud Gimel Yud Dalid says Gedida Usrita Achasi. That kedida, srita, cutting, it's all the same thing. Ukshem shayu ha'akum sortim b'vsarim al meiseyim mipnei atzar. Just like they used to cut themselves over people who died as a sign of anguish. Kacha yuchovlim ba'atzmam l'avodas kochavim. It was also a method of avodah zarah. And he goes on and he says, that's learned from the pasuk of Lo Siskodidu. And then he says, oh yeah, by the way, ubechlalas harazesh lo yeshnei batei dinim bi'erach hazeh noi kemin egzeh, hazeh noi kemin egzeh, kemin agacher. Says, and included in that pasuk, in that limud, in that pasuk, that phrase of Lo Siskodidu is also that you shouldn't have two batei dinim in the same city, one observing one minhag and another observing a different minhag. They should all observe the same minhag. That's just going to cause machlokas. It's going to cause all sorts of problems. That's nice. But what does the Rambam have to tell me that in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim? What does that have anything to do with Lo Siskodidu? So the kasha we add in the pasuk is only emphasized even more in the way the Rambam formulates the halacha. Perhaps the beginnings of an answer, although not an entire answer unto itself, but the beginnings of an answer may be found in a medrash in the Alkut Shimoni, Parshas Re'eh, says as follows. We shouldn't divide up into different groups and argue on each other. We shouldn't have a split, a cut, a slice in Klal Yisrael. But then the Alkut says, we shouldn't have a split and a cut in Klal Yisrael like Korach did. Shechilek Yisrael, who split up Klal Yisrael, v'asan agudos agudos. He made us into different groups and different camps. And because of this karcha, so many people lost their lives, so many people were swallowed up by the ground. And then he goes on, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a lot of love, we're his children, etc., etc. But apparently the Medrash is indicating to us that if we're going to find the connection between Lo Siskodidu in the sense of mourning and Lo Siskodidu in the sense of machlokas, the key to that understanding is going to be through the parsha of Korach. That in some way, Korach epitomizes what the problem of Lo Siskodidu is. So let's take a look at Korach and see if we can figure this out. Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, very well-known Mishnah, Kol machlokas hi l'shem shamayim sofa l'skayin. Any machlokas is l'shem shamayim is going to always be there. Meaning, generally keeping machlokas is we would think of as a bad thing, but sofa l'skayin means that both sides are going to be given credence and respect, even in many years in the future, and therefore they're both going to have been the better for it. They're both going to have been the better for having that machlokas when it's l'shem shemayim. V'she'in l'shem shemayim ain't sofu l'skayim. And if it's not l'shem shemayim, the machlokas will die as soon as the proponents on either side die out. It's not gonna last too long. Ezuhi machlokas shi l'shem shemayim. What's the example of machlokas l'shem shemayim? Zo machlokas hilal v'shamay. V'she'en l'shem shemayim. Zo machlokas korach v'chol adaso. So the famous kash everybody asks, hilal v'shamay were the two sides of the machlokas. So that makes sense. Machlokas hilal v'shamay, they were against each other. Korach should be v'moshe. Not Korach v'chol Adaso. Korach v'chol Adaso were on the same side, presumably. So the Bali Musar, I'm not sure exactly who, but you look around, you'll find it in probably a lot of Sfarim. The Mefarshim famously explained that each member of Korach's group had their own reason for participating in the rebellion. And each one had their own selfish reason. It wasn't that there was one ideology that they all bought into and they all said, oh, that makes sense, and therefore this is a cause worth fighting for, even if we don't stand to gain from it. Right, if you weren't going to gain from it personally, then you weren't going to be involved. You weren't going to be involved in this machlokas. Everyone had their own reasons, their own selfish reasons, their own interests to get involved in that machlokas. And whenever that happens, whenever people are joined but they're not looking at what the other person is and what the other person needs and what the other person's values are and what the other person is thinking about, and all they're looking at is their own self-interest, so it's just natural that as each one is jockeying for position within the camp, within the party, so to speak, they're going to step on each other's toes and they're going to start not liking each other and there's going to be a lot of infighting. The machlokas shelo l'shem shemayim is korach v'chol adaso. It's not korach v'moshe, because Moshe was l'shem shemayim. One side of the machlokas, korach v'moshe, was l'shem shemayim. Korach v'chol adaso, each and every member was lo l'shem shemayim, and that's why they started fighting with each other. With this understanding, the idea of Sofa L'Skayim is not magic. It's not, because it's L'Shem Shemayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu can give you schar that it's Sofa L'Skayim. It's natural that it's Sofa L'Skayim. Because in Machlokas L'Shem Shemayim, you're fighting for an ideal, you're fighting for something that is objectively good. Ideas that are objectively good are going to outlive the people who happen to think of them originally, or the people who first start making the fight about them. But ideals that are not objectively good, it's just, I like myself, so I want to do something that's good for me, well, no one's going to care what's good for me once I'm not here anymore. So it's ain't sofa l'skayim. That's the definition. That's why it's sofa l'skayim and ain't sofa l'skayim. Now let's put the two and two together. Rabbeinu B'chai explains that the isser to cut oneself in mourning is based on a failure to have proper emunah. That a person who believes in Olam Haba, a person who has a broad perspective, who's able, during a time of Avelus, not just to look at himself and say, how do I feel right now? Well, I feel really lousy, and that's all that matters. But he's able to say, where's my Karov, the Karov who's Nifter, where is he now? Is he in a better place? Is he suffering? He's in a much better place. Is he gone? He's not gone. I believe in Olam Haba. So that takes a bit of the edge off of the mourning. It says, yes, it's appropriate to be sad, and I will be sad, and I'll express that sadness through the halachas of Avelus. But it's all lost forever? No, the halachas of Avelus are set up to get you out of that, and to get you back into normal life, to realize that just as your life is continuing, the life of whoever lost their life is also continuing in the Olam HaEmes. So Rabbeinu B'chai explains, the Isra of Los Hiskodidu, in the Pashut Pshat sense, is a failure to have perspective beyond yourself. To be able to look at the broader picture and say, you know what? It's not about me only. It's also about the person who I'm being misabel for. And he's pretty okay now. And that takes a little bit of the edge off of the mourning. Therefore, if we fail to see the bigger picture and the focus is totally on ourselves, that's what leads to Lo Hiskodidu in the Pashut Pshat sense. It's that same midah of failing to look at other people and only worrying about our own self-interest. In dealing with communal issues, in dealing with where we fit in our particular camp. Are we l'shem shemayim or are we lo l'shem shemayim? Are we interested? Are we korach v'adaso, where we're looking only for what's going to serve us best? Or are we really interested in what's best for Klal Yisrael? You hear a lot of people say nowadays, this is for the good of Klal Yisrael. And you have to take a step back and say, is it really for the good of Klal Yisrael or is it for the good of you? And it's something that really needs to be thought about. it's something that hopefully the people who are proponents, who are suggesting that they're doing things for the good of Klal, you have to really think, is it really for the good of Klal Yisrael? And if it's not really for the good of Klal Yisrael, that's what leads to agudos agudos. So based on that, we understand very clearly what the connection is between agudos agudos and Los Eskodidu. It's all about having a true sense of L'shem Shemayim. And this is one of the real tricky things in Judaism, because whether I sat in Sukkah or whether I took Lulav can easily be measured. Just look, did I do it, did I not do it? I know how to measure myself. It's very easy to measure such a thing. When I'm involved in a machlokas, God forbid, or if I'm involved in a cause, in even a tzedakah or whatever, am I L'shem Shemayim? It's hard for me to even judge myself. I can't know that about myself. I need someone who's objective to be able to help me make that judgment, perhaps. But the key to success is being L'shem Shemayim. I always said, when I was younger, my friends were getting married, I would try to make shidduchim once in a while, and I was terrible at it. Because I wanted to make a shidduch, because I wanted them to say, oh, we owe you our life and our marriage, and everything's great. I had a couple of friends, tremendous tzaddikim, didn't really understand people that well, but tremendous tzaddikim. All they wanted to do was help other people. They made dozens of shidduchim. It's L'shem Shemayim. You do something L'shem Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mevarech. You do something when it's low L'shem Shemayim, and then it's not going to meet with the same success. And that's the message, I think, from Parshas Re, from this little pasuk in Parshas Re of Los Eskodidu. It's we should be reminded that we're banim LaHashem, and because we're banim LaHashem, it's the same pasuk. Because we're banim LaHashem, we should have all of our ma'asim done purely L'shem Shemayim.